This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Ariel Zangla reports in the Daily Freeman that three Kingston clergymen are accusing the Ulster County Sheriff's Office of systematic corruption and racism under Sheriff Paul Van Blarcombe. The Reverend Frank Alagna of Holy Cross Santa Cruz Episcopal Church, the Reverend Jim Childs of Point of Praise Church, and the Reverend G. Modele Clark of New Progressive Baptist Church wrote a letter to the editor with the accusations after meeting with three Ulster County corrections officers who filed a federal anti-discrimination lawsuit against two of their superior officers and the sheriff. Ulster County Corrections Officers Norman L. James, Tyrone Broadhead, Alfonso A. Lacey, and Pamela Lancaster, and former Corrections Officer Timothy Ross filed a suit last year against the county, alleging that five black officers were kept from job advancement while their white counterparts were promoted. Sheriff Van Blarcombe said he cannot comment on the pending litigation. Quote, "It's a shame they would write that not knowing anything about the case," the sheriff said. The ministers also claimed bias. Quote, "Sheriff Van Blarcombe has been quite vocal about the need to strictly adhere to the law when it comes to civil infractions by our undocumented neighbors," the letter states. Quote, "But he does no more than pay lip service to the law when his white officers are involved," end quote. Van Blarcombe said he welcomes any investigations into his office's conduct. Quote, "My doors are always open," he said. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Melanie Lukosiewicz reports for Columbia Green Media that the Port of Coymans and the Coymans Industrial Park turned 10 years old with a community celebration August 20th. Quote, "I am in awe at the fact that this is not the dump they wanted to put here years ago," said Judy June, a local resident. Quote, "It's a clean business, a good business that brings a lot to our town. We should encourage Mr. Laraway and others to bring more businesses like this to our community," end quote. Instead of a dump, 450 people are employed, with 8 tugboats and 40 barges along the Hudson River in Albany County. Coymans Marine Towing recently purchased 2 new $2 million cranes for the port. Just weeks ago, an 8 million pound generator was assembled at the port and shipped down the Hudson to a power plant in New Jersey. A second similar generator will be assembled at the Port of Coymans in the next couple of months. Quote, "We would like to thank the local community and its residents for their support over the past 10 years as the Port of Coymans and the Coymans Industrial Park have matured and developed, bringing hundreds of new jobs and business opportunities to the region," said owner Carver Laraway. Quote, "We look forward to building upon this relationship and continuing to be a good neighbor," end quote. Read the full story in HudsonValley360.com. And the Daily Freeman reports that the Hudson River Greenway program has been extended until 2022, according to Assemblyperson Kevin Cahill. First created in 1991, the program is meant to develop a regional strategy for preserving scenic, natural, historic, cultural, and recreational resources while encouraging economic development along the river. New Baltimore is the only local community along the Hudson River now part of the Greenway program. The program also provides grants for communities, and locals in June received $7,500 to complete and implement a comprehensive plan in Chatham, and $10,000 for Ghent to hire a consultant to audit its recently revised commercial zoning code. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.